Thought when Brother Ronnie said that she'd rather hear one good preacher than hear five bad ones. If you got a basketball team and you got five players on there that don't want to play, you never win hardly. If you got one on there, maybe he can instill in the other four, Brother Lonnie, that they would have a desire. So here on earth, we have an effect on people's lives, Brother Carl, whether we think we do or not. We have an effect on people's lives. He said, I was the light of the world, and I'm going away, and ye are the light of the world.
Amen.
And I'm here to tell you today that men and women ought to be shining the light for Jesus. I don't know how everybody else is, Brother Jim, but I think we're a light to this world. We're the only light this world has, Brother Ronnie.
Amen.
There is no other light other than us today. And I want you to know that John said, I'm not the light, but I come to do what?
Bear witness.
Amen.
I come to bear witness of the true light.
That's all we are.
That will do what?
Standing in the gap.
That will lighteth every man that cometh into the world, Brother John. I'm not worried, Brother Everett, that the light won't shine to my children. I'm not worried, Brother, today that the light won't shine. But whether they will take heed to that light or not is up to them.
It is.
It's not my choice to choose that, Brother Larry. I would make them. If I thought, Brother Ronnie, that washing, taking them and getting them baptized, I would tie them up and make them go to the water and be baptized. I actually would. I would tie them. I'd force them to go to the water and be baptized, Sister Becky, if I thought that would cure them. And I bet you everyone in this house would do the same thing. But I promise you today that water today, Brother Ronnie, will not save them. If they have not had the baptism of the fire and the Holy Ghost, it will do no good to take them to the water.
Get them wet.
Brother Jim, that's all it'll do, Brother Ronnie, is get them wet. But I want you to know, I read of a man, I believe, Brother Junior, they'd been to a great meeting that day. I believe they'd been down there worshiping the Lord, Brother John, and I believe they were on a travail out in the desert, Brother Roger. And I want you to know today, and I believe that eunuch was sitting somewhere reading something, don't you? And I believe he was reading out of the book of Isaiah, Brother Ronnie. And I want you to know, and they come to him and ask him, do you understand what you readeth? And what did he say unto them? How can I understand it except some man would guide me, Brother Ronnie? And I believe they talked a while, don't you, Brother Harv? And I believe they talked a while, Brother, and today, but I want you to know, and I believe the eunuch began to ask Philip a question, don't you? And today, and they were right out in the middle of a desert. Now, brethren, you may not believe that, but study your scriptures and you'll find out. And today, that they were right in the middle of a desert. And I believe that the eunuch looked over there, and I believe he saw something. Don't you, Brother John? What did he see, Brother Hard? I believe he saw a pool of water. And Brother Ronnie, and I believe he had a desire. Now, whether you believe that or not, brethren, I believe that he had a desire to go to that water and be baptized. And I believe that every man that's been saved, Brother Ronnie, will have that desire to go to the water and be baptized. And the eunuch began to ask Philip something. He said, being here, this water, what doth hinder me from being baptized, Brother Ronnie? And what did he say unto him? Did Philip say unto him, what did you do last week? What did you do 2 years ago? Brother Carl, he didn't ask him one thing like that. But he asked him one question, did he not, Brother Ronnie? What was the question that he asked him? Like this, he said, you all pray just for a minute of time. And today, yesterday, brethren, he asked him one question. And what did he say unto him? He said, here's water. What hindereth me from being baptized. And he said, today, does thou believe it? Brother, today, does thou believe it? And I believe the eunuch told him that he believed, don't you? Today, yesterday, I choose to know. Brother Junior, I don't believe there's anybody else around except the eunuch and Philip right there. Don't you, Brother Kenny? He was the only two around there. And he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Don't you, brother? Today, y'all pray just for a minute of time that God will bless me. Yesterday, I want you to know today that Jesus was right there on the scene, Brother Ronnie. Today, yesterday, Melon, today. And he said, and I believe Philip took him out in the water, and I believe he baptized him. Don't you? I don't believe that he just splashed him with water, but I believe he took him in that pool and he laid him down, and Brother Junior, and he come out of there today. Oh, Bert, hey, what happened to Philip, brother? And he was called up, then he, brother, on today. But don't you imagine that eunuch had something to say then, and he went on his way today. Oh, Brother Jim, he went on his way. I believe he had something to tell. Don't you, Brother Ronnie? I believe he had something to tell. When the Lord saved me, Brother Lon, I had something to tell. Didn't you, Lon? What did you tell him, Brother Ronnie? I don't know what I told him, but I must have told him that the Lord had saved my soul. And they took me over, and they began to bury me in the liquid grave. Oh, Bert, I want you to know that baptism showed something. Did it not, Brother Junior? It showed there was a death, brother. Dead to what, brother? Dead to the love of sin, Brother Carl. And it showed something else, brother. It showed a burial, Brother Lon. Oh, brother, but it showed something else, did it not? What did it show? It showed a resurrection. And I want you to know, even John, he'd been traveling around. He'd been baptizing many. Brother Homer, he'd been baptizing many. But he only baptized with water, did he not? But Jesus come on the scene, did he not? Brother Junior, Brother Junior had already met many times. I think twice before then. But you know what? I want you to know that Jesus come to John. Even Jesus himself, brother, come to John. Was Jesus a good man, Brother Ronnie? Oh, yeah, he was. Amen. He was a good man, Brother Carl. He was the Savior of the world, Brother John. But he come to a man called John. John, I need to be baptized of you. Oh, but John said, no, no, I don't feel worthy to take you out in the water and baptize you. Oh, but John, no, you don't understand. You don't understand, John, why I'm doing this, John. But I'll tell you why we're going to do it. Why are we going to do it, Brother John? Because, John, it behooves us to do one. To feel all right, you know. Brother Ronnie, he was setting a pattern, Brother Lon, for all to follow. That's why I had a desire to be baptized, Brother Harley. I had a desire to go to the water. Oh, Brother John, I'm not to attain salvation. Brother Junior, but because I already had it, Brother John, and I want you to know, Brother Junior, I've been happy with my salvation for all these years, Brother Dan. I've been walking along the way, but you know what? I'm walking on my journey here, but it'll soon be over, Brother Ronnie. Oh, Brother Ronnie. But my works will follow after me. Your works will follow you. And Brother Ronnie, maybe in my little grandbaby over here, maybe in your little grandchild someday, Brother Ronnie, she may pick up a little CD and say, that was my papa preaching there. I wish I could remember him. I wish I could see him again. Oh, but I can hear him again. And Brother Junior, oh, Brother Junior, maybe someday my son will pick up one of these CDs, Sister Sylvie, and say, that's my daddy. I hear him. Oh, wouldn't it be good, Brother Ronnie? Oh, but you know what, Brother John, when we're dead and gone, our lives still remain, Brother. You know what? The Bible said, to fear not man who can only what? Destroy the body, Brother Carl, but to fear God. What can he do, Brother Lon? He can destroy both soul and body in hell. What destroys them, Brother Jim? Their unbelief, Brother Junior, is what destroys them, Brother Kenny. Oh, so I'm not going to take much time today, but I'm glad to address you all. I'm glad to address you in the name of Jesus today, because he is my Savior. He's the Savior of the world, Brother Harvey. Oh, but he's a special Savior. Unto who, Brother Ron? Unto the believer, Brother Junior. Oh, Brother Roger, when I'm laying on my deathbed, Brother Ronnie, he's going to come by there and he's going to pet on me a little more. And then it ain't going to be long, Brother Don, until he sends an angel and says, that's my servant down there. His work is done. His work is done, Brother Ronnie. Would you go and get him for me? Oh, I want you to know, when the angel comes into the room, Brother Ronnie, you may not be there, and you may be there, but you won't see the angel come. But all of a sudden, Brother John, the Spirit will leave you, and it'll go somewhere, Brother Junior. Where will it go, Brother Carl? It'll go back to God who gave it, Brother John, today. Oh, if he comes tonight into your room, what would you do? Oh, would you say, oh, come back another time? Oh, but he's not coming back again. When he comes for you, Brother Dong, I may not be there, it won't make any difference. But when he comes, Brother Ronnie, he'll get you and call you home. That day you was in the mine, Brother Ronnie, and the machine caught you, even though you may not been what you should have been. There was a man looking down deep down in that mine and said, I still love him, and I'm going to take care of him, Brother Ronnie. Oh, what about a mercy like that, Brother Ronnie? And today, you didn't deserve that, Brother. I didn't deserve what I've got. I didn't earn what I've got through my goodness. All but Jesus. Give me his goodness, brother. I didn't have any righteousness, Brother Carl. My righteousness become as what? As filthy rags, Sister Brenda. Oh, but one day, the Father said to the Son, I want you to go down there, and I want you to do something for me. And somebody said it wasn't for the Father, brethren, it was. Because it was the will of the Father that he come, Brother Junior. Oh, Brother John, I want you to go down there and I want you to stay for 33 and a half years down there. I want you to let them beat on you. I want you to let them whip on you. I want you to let them pull the hair of your face. Brother Ronnie, somebody said he didn't know all that was going to take place. Oh, but he did. And Brother Everett, oh, I want you to go down there. I want you to go to a place called Calvary. And Brother Lon, I want you to lay down on that cross. I want you to let them drive the nails in your hand. And Brother Carl, I want you to let them across your feet and put a big spike in there. Brother Ronnie, I want you to do all these things. And I want you to let that, when that Roman soldier come by, I want you to let him put that spear in your side. And I want you to let the fountain be opened in the house of David for sin and uncleanliness. Brother Ronnie, oh, can you imagine, Brother Ronnie, if somebody had told me that? I said, no, Lord, I ain't going down there and let them do that to me. Oh, but he said, I'll go, and I'll die in their stead. Brother Carl, I'll take their place on Calvary. And you know what? Oh, but Father, they've had the law all these years. Oh, but son, you don't understand, maybe. The law couldn't do anything for them to permanently save them. But son, you need to understand, the law was to bring them to you. Brother Ronnie, and so therefore, it's good to address you again today. I planned to go away today, but I wouldn't leave my brother alone. Brother Ronnie, I love him, and I love the church. Brother Ronnie, oh, but someday, Brother John, when my life comes to a close, Brother Ronnie, I'm going to see the King of all kings. I'm going to see him for myself and not another. Brother Carl, and when I see him coming on clouds of glory to get me and carry me home, oh, sis, it'll be a good day, Sister Becky, when he sends his King for us. Oh, and you know what? I believe the subjects are given in to what he wants, brethren. Are you a subject of the King, Brother Junior? Yeah. I'm a subject of the King, Brother Ronnie. And sooner or later, you know, there was this man one time. He said, I've got people under my authority, and my servant is at home. I want you to come and heal him, Brother Junior. And he explained to Jesus. He said, I've got servant, and I say, come, and they come. And I say, go, and they go. Oh, Brother Ron, but I want you to know, he believed in Jesus, did he not? And he said, I've got a little servant at home that's very bad sick, brother. Would you come and heal him, Brother Carl? Oh, but he said, then he come down and he said, did you come this way, Brother Ronnie? I come down that way. He said, but I'm not worthy. You're a rich man, brother. He had everything, Brother Junior. But he said, I'm not worthy for you to even come in my little home. Brother Ronnie, was you worthy for him to come, Brother Lon, and into you? No, I wasn't worthy, Brother Kenny, for him to come. But he said, would you just speak the word and come? Would you just speak the word, Brother Lon, and he'll be healed. And what did he say? No greater faith have I found, and not even in Israel. And Israel was a great nation, Brother Junior, at that time. Oh, but not even such great faith have I found, and not even in Israel, that he'd be done. Oh, brethren, and there was a woman one time Brother Junior. She cried and cried for the Lord. The Lord, Lord. Not that woman, but another one. Brother Junior. She wanted to have her little child healed. Did she not? And she cried, and she was a physician woman. And they had no dealings with pride today. Oh, but she cried and cried and cried. Brother Everett. Oh, Jesus, would you heal him and for me? But don't you understand? We have nothing to do with dogs, Brother Junior. Oh, but she had faith, did she not? Brother Kenny. And she cried the louder and louder. Brother Carl. And what did the Lord do, Brother Ronnie? I believe he healed him, don't you? Today. And so therefore, Brother Lon, when my life is over, and Brother John, and when I've done what I can do, so I may never be allowed to dress you again in the presence that I'm in today. But Brother Dan, when they roll me up here, and Brother Junior, if you're still alive, and Brother Ronnie, don't tell them about Daddy, but tell them about my Savior that saved me a long time ago. Tell them about Jesus that walked here for 33 and a half years, Brother Ronnie, and they beat on him unmercifully. And if they persecuted me without a call, well, what they do, Brother Carl, they'll persecute you also. So you're not going to get out of this world without being persecuted, Brother Ronnie. But if I'm persecuted for the cause of Christ, let it be so, Brother Junior. And I'll take it, Brother. Today. But I'll tell you what, Brother Ronnie, even if my own brethren persecute me, I'll still love them for their lack of knowledge, Brother Ronnie. Because I have a great lack of knowledge sometimes. And I may persecute someone not knowing any better, Brother John, today. Oh, but here's what the Bible says. Don't you turn railing for railing, brother. Because someone persecutes you, you have no right to turn around and persecute them. You have no right for that. But you love them and you pray for them who despitefully use you. And when you try to do that in the flesh, you just can't do it. What do you mean you can't do it in the flesh? Because the flesh wants to rebel. It wants to rebel, Brother Jim, all the time. Here's the nature of man. He wants to get even. He wants to get even, don't he? But Brother Everett, if you turn to Jesus and say, what would Jesus do? There's more in that than what people think they are, Brother Ron. What would Jesus do? He would say, I love you. I love you. And I look over your...
Forgive them, Lord.
I look over you.
For they know not what they do.
Even the Son cried to the Father. They didn't know what they was doing, Brother Ronnie. God had prepared these people, Brother Roger, to do this. Now, you all may not like that, but He prepared these people to do that, Brother Ronnie. If He's going to send Jesus to hang on Calvary, He had to prepare somebody to do it, didn't He?
He had not prepared to do this.
My Father. They didn't know that unless the Father had given them the power to do that. They didn't know what they were doing, Brother Lon. They didn't know they were carrying out the plan of God.
They had done it.
Not knowingly. And how would you like Jesus to pray for you someday? Say, forgive them if they didn't know what to do. You know Jesus does that still yet for me today. When I do things ignorantly, not knowing what's right, Brother Junior, He looks over me. But here's the thing about it. Apostle Paul spoke that. He said, there's some among you, and I want you to get your song. He said, there's some among you that are ignorant. Is that right, he said?
Amen.
There's some among you that are ignorant. That wasn't so bad, was it, Brother John?
Ignorance, lack of knowledge.
But he said, there's some among you that are what? Are willingly. That's when it's wrong, brother. When you're willingly ignorant. The same scripture says, when you know to do good and you do it not, to you it's sin. That does not apply to the unbeliever. That applies to Brother Terry. That applies to Brother Lon. That applies to every Christian there is on earth. When you know to do good and you do it not, to you it's what? It's sin. So, Brother Everett, we had not to be doing it. You had not to be doing it, brethren. When God tells you not to do it, you need to not do it. I don't care what it is. And it's just as bad to not do something that you're supposed to do as to do something the other way around. It works both ways, Brother Ronnie. If God told you to go somewhere, I told him Wednesday night, what does God love more about His people than anything else? Obedience. Obedience is what He loves about you more than... Because when you obey Him, you rejoice, you get along well, everything goes well. Sometimes you like everything just goes wrong. And I'm still obedient. Why me, Lord? Why did this happen to me? Why did it happen to me? The Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust. And if you look at, if we can see the end to our problems, it wouldn't be a problem. If we knew the end to our problems was going to be satisfactory, it wouldn't be a problem, Brother Junior. But we don't see that end all the time. But we need to trust in faith, believing that the end will be satisfactory for the cause of Christ. That's what we need to do. If we always knew the end, it's not like turning through the book and reading the end of the story, brother. See? It's not like that. Every man, every woman has problems in their life. And if they knew the end result was going to be satisfactory, they'd quit worrying, wouldn't they? It wouldn't be a problem no more. But God is an answer to every problem. And His answer will be satisfactory if you trust in Him.